my fellow traders, that truth is now treason. This is the second part of Is This the Beginning of the End? The bonus episode. I'm Dietrich.
And I am Lennox. So last week, we were talking about the lies the media is feeding the American people in regards to Zelensky, who is the president of the Ukraine, and this war with Russia. And we showed you how the messaging by our leaders has changed from defending Ukraine's democracy to now America and the rest of the world are in it to win it and must continue the fight for this democracy until Putin is out.
This is something they're still saying. We need to support Ukraine until Putin is out.
Yes, Putin must go.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what the Ukrainian people want.
And at the end of part one, we teased you with a statement made by Tulsi Gabbard, a former Democrat politician. What she said was really happening in the country of Ukraine with this Zelensky as the leader.
You know, we said we wanted to explain in more detail what we believe is really going on with this Ukraine-Russia war and the purpose behind it. It has nothing to do with freedom or democracy.
And if you missed Tulsi's words, please listen to part one, because we are going to give you a couple of examples and we're going to expand on those about what she said in that clip. And we're going to do that today in part two.
Now, politicians that say it's about defending freedoms, and many media outlets are also acting as if Vladimir Zelensky is fighting to maintain a democracy. But if you listen to Tulsi, she says something different, and we agree with her. Because when you dig deep into who Zelensky is, you're going to find he is nothing like he's being portrayed by the politicians or the mainstream media. And these reports that we're going to give you, these are facts that are not from Tucker Carlson. Now, many have been criticizing him because of how hard he's been on Vladimir Zelensky. These reports are coming from Amnesty International, NPR, and WSWS.org, which stands for World Socialist Website. Now, these are all left-wing news sources, so we are more than happy that there are those on both sides who are reflecting the truth.
If there is a cornerstone of freedom, it is this. It's the First Amendment. Dietrich, there are five freedoms mentioned in our First Amendment to our Constitution. What are they?
Freedom to ignore your wife, freedom to not eat her burnt biscuits, freedom to watch football when she is watching Hallmark movies.
Okay, traitors. Okay, let me tell you what they are.
Those are important freedoms.
I know traitors know these, but Dietrich needs to be schooled on them. So here are the five freedoms mentioned in the First Amendment. Freedom of religion, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, freedom to peacefully assemble, and petition the government. If you do not have these things, there is no freedom.
Now, according to Amnesty International, the Ukraine does not have a good record on freedom. And unfortunately, it's only gotten worse with Zelensky. In regards to freedom of the press, the Secret Service of the Ukraine, otherwise known as the SBU, has been shutting down media outlets they do not like. For example, the Kyiv Post was shut down. The Zelensky regime proclaimed that it was a tool of Russia. Now, the NPR reports that President Zelensky has consolidated all TV platforms in Ukraine into one state broadcast. So it'd be like Biden here in the United States shutting down everybody who's broadcasting news and saying you can only get your news through CBS.
Kind of like what China does.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is coming from an NPR article. I mean, this is a left-wing media organization. Zelensky has been arresting their political opponents, even. So when there is no freedom of the press, when there is not allowed to be any political opposition, you know, people who think differently than you, there is no freedom. These are the hallmarks of tyranny, and this is how a dictator acts.
I mean, does that sound like someone who values freedom? That sound like someone who believes in democracy? Now, here we're being told that we have to defend the Ukraine to defend democracy. Sounds like somebody's lying, doesn't it?
Freedom of religion is also a cornerstone of freedom. And if you believe in freedom, then you can't try to control how people think or how they worship. And Zelensky is destroying freedom of religion in the Ukraine. According to this Christianity Today article, it says, in a nutshell, that Zelensky started attacking religious freedoms before Russia even invaded the Ukraine. He began in December of 2021, 3 months before Russia invaded. And he endorsed this law that made it impossible for one of the main churches in Ukraine, it's the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, the UOC, to even operate. And December 1st, now this is December 1st, 2021, he began raiding these monasteries. And I think even to this day, he's still going in there, raiding these churches, and he's arrested many of these priests.
These are, again, hardly the moves of a person who values the freedom of their people or their nation. This is who Zelensky is. He is the total opposite of who politicians and the mainstream media have been telling you he is.
All these politicians in America know what Zelensky is doing. He's attacking religious freedoms. He's arresting these priests. He's telling the churches that what they can or cannot do when they worship. And instead of our politicians condemning him and stopping the funding, they make him out to be a hero. Oh no, they're not going to stop the funding. Listen to what Nancy Pelosi, the leader of the House, said when Zelensky came to visit Congress and speak before Congress right before Christmas.
Last night was so historic for us to hear President Zelensky. It's been a momentous week for our democracy.
She called it. I mean, knowing all these things, she called it a momentous day for democracy.
So Zelensky is taking out his political opponents. He's silencing media that opposes him and is now telling churches how to worship. He's arresting priests and threatening to arrest more Christians if they don't comply. Yeah, that sounds like democracy. Comply! Back in September, he called some Republicans, along with Tulsi Gabbard, Kremlin agents. He was implying that they were helping Putin, that they were spies. And he asked our government to censor them. He wanted our government to get rid of freedom of speech here in this nation.
Why does he want to censor them? Could it be he fears that the real Zelensky will be exposed?
You know, exactly. This is the point we're making. Anytime these leaders of ours tell you this is about democracy, you know it's not. Like we said before, there is a bigger picture.
And Biden let the cat out of the bag in March of 2022, if anyone was listening. Now, this was a month after Russia invaded Ukraine. He went off script in a speech. He wasn't supposed to say this at all, but he said this on March 26th when he was in Warsaw, Poland. And here is the reporter from NBC sharing about what Biden said.
President Biden back in Washington late Sunday, trying to walk back his ad-libbed remark a day earlier in Poland, where he appeared to call for regime change in Russia.
Mr. President, were you calling for regime change?
No.
The provocative comment was off script and off message, among the last words out of the president's mouth in a fiery speech that capped his European visit, focused on Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain power.
So Biden called for a regime change. Boy, did the White House take some heat for that off-the-cuff remark. They had to scramble to fix Biden's gaffe. And not the first time, too, we might add. You know, I mean, it's kind of like when I ask Lennox, hey, are you going to cook for supper? Early in the day, it says, yes. But later on, it's, where do you want to go to eat?
Please do not compare me to Biden.
Well, you are the same age as him.
No, I'm not, traitors. The White House had to walk back that comment. And they eventually came out and said, they had no strategy for a regime change. Yeah, right. That it was up to the Russians. Mm-hmm, sure.
You know, were they lying here too? Because Zelensky came out just a few months ago saying the same thing that Biden had said, and they're still saying it. The language is not only out there in the open, but now our message is we will do whatever it takes, as long as it takes. We will send Patriot missiles that we don't have, and we'll build them for the Ukraine. Who cares about America? We have to take out Putin.
And we could all argue, well, Putin deserves what he gets. He's wicked. Who cares about him? And you would be right. But Was this the plan all along? We think it was.
Now, Biden wasn't supposed to tell the plan back then, only a month into the war. But now everybody is saying that thing that he said, and they're saying it without blinking. The message has changed once again. Well, Dietrich, if true, you might ask, why would they want Russia's Putin out?
Yeah, that's a good question.
You know, do you remember when we talked about globalism in the World Economic Forum, along with the UN, WHO, and even Democrats here in America, and how they were all on an accelerated mission to create a one world system by 2030? They wanted a world digital currency, a world ID, a world economy, and more. You know, by the way, we encourage you to check out the first 11 episodes of Beginning of the End Out if you don't know what we're talking about.
But we want to share a quote because this is crucial to what we're talking about, and we believe it is the crux to this war. It's a quote from Klaus Schwab. Now, he's in charge of the World Economic Forum. He's the one influencing all these people. And he made it about Russia, the statement. And Politico, which is a liberal source, I'm reading and getting this from Politico, said, in January of 2021, Klaus Schwab called Putin's voice essential in world affairs, that he could not think of a single issue of global importance that could be solved without Russia's involvement. He goes on to say that he told Putin of the particular importance he attaches to Russian representatives taking part in Davos events, which are these world meetings. In other words, he feels Russia is crucial to moving ahead with this world government. And Putin isn't on board. He hasn't bought into this globalism crap because Putin is considered to be a nationalist. So this is the crux of this war, period. This is a war that's about forcing Putin's hand to either be a part of this global one world order or to take him out.
You know, it may be that Putin may change his mind and buy into this globalism idea. You know, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. These people are deceiving millions across the world, telling us it is about freedom for Ukraine's people, when in all actuality, it is part of a global agenda.
Yeah, their thinking seems to be that, hey, if Putin isn't going to join our global plan, then we need to replace him.
Now, no matter what you think of Putin, and there's not much good to think about him, his replacement, most likely, as we have seen from Russian history, won't be any better. The only difference will probably be that his replacement will likely be a globalist.
A wicked globalist, just like the Democrats are, just like the rest of the world. Remember, Hitler never, ever revealed his true plan in the beginning. And he never did it all at once either. So we've got to convince people somehow. And what better way to do this by making people think it's all about freedom?
So traitors, let's expose this lie. Share this with as many people as possible. And we stand with the Russian people as well as the Ukrainian people. It's the Russian people who are being decimated by a despot who is taking away their rights, who is sending them off to be slaughtered in a war that they don't want. It's the Ukrainian people who are also being put down by a despot and are being slaughtered in a war that they did not want any part of either. We're not going to stand with these wicked globalists. Zelensky does not care about democracy. Our current leadership does not care about democracy. You cannot care when you are taking away freedoms here and in the Ukraine.
And this is the whole point in regards to all of this. Right here is that it's global thinking. We are in no way saying that Putin is a good guy, because I think anyone who knows anything about Putin knows that he's not a good guy. But what we are saying is that there is a lie behind this. Quit acting like Zelensky is all about freedom when he's clearly not, when you look at what he's doing to his nation.
So if we're going to go to great lengths to lie, then we want to know what the real motive is. The real motive is forming a global government. And according to the guy who is influencing CEOs, government leaders, and news outlets across the world, Klaus Schwab, he says that Russia is needed for this global government to form. This is his words, not ours.
And Dietrich, that might explain, and just thinking about this, that when Trump was president, look how many times our media and our politicians blamed Russia. You know, Russia interfered with the election.
And they did.
In 2016, when I just saw an article that said there was no evidence of that at all. And then what happened the first year that Biden was in? We got hacked. Our oil companies got hacked. And who was it? Oh, my gosh. It was Russian hackers.
And remember when they pointed out Hunter Biden's laptop? What kind of disinformation was it?
Yes, it was Russian disinformation. Everything that is negative, we're trying to blame on Russia. Because why? He's a nationalist, not a globalist.
You know, the big problem with all of this is that so many who are praising Zelensky are doing it because they see that he is doing the very things that they want to do here in America and they're trying to do. Those on the left want to kill freedom of religion, freedom of the press, and freedom of speech. They see Zelensky doing this and they love it. That's why they want us to pay for this war. He is one of them. He hates freedom and they do too.
Yeah, they're taking out a nationalist. And they're paving this road to a one world government. And we will continue to fund this. This is why you'll see this war continue. We'll continue to give support to this war until they achieve or see it as achieving their one world government that they want.
Traders, I want to remind you to hit that like button, rate us, and be sure to follow us. But we've got something new here now at Truth Is Now Treason. We are on Twitter, Instagram, and Truth Social. If you're on any of those platforms, please find us, follow us. The more you do stuff like that, the bigger this will grow, the more we can get the truth out there.
Until next time, my fellow traders.